Dylan does an excellent job covering the
yes, he does.
Emporia Spartans.
Just saying. It's been our home for 4 years, brother. Come on.
8 minutes on this third quarter clock. Madison will have possession. 32-14, they trail Opie. Lane Darbro. Starting five out there for Madison. Starting five out there for Opie.
Quick update from Dylan Sherwood. He must have heard us. 47-45, Emporia high with 3:12 left.
Colton Ish nearly with an over and back to begin the first half. Bryson Turner trying to get it. It's loose, and it'll be stolen away by Garrett Cole.
That's turnover number 12 on the night for Madison.
Blake Redeker with it up top. Truman Bailey at the power E. Driving with his right along the wing. Up top, Blake Redeker thought about a three. Look inside, nothing there. Going to Darren Hines. Hines skipping it right side. Bailey thought about it. Now back up top, Hines. Bounce pass. Threading the needle will be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Blake Redeker. I think they're going to give that back to Opie.
Yeah.
The near side official.
Wow. Okay.
Kiel Schmidt with a big old smile on his face. someone behind us saying, everyone but you saw that.
Those are not our words. Just wanted to be known.
That was a quote. That was
quote,
a quote.
Quote, quote.
Bryson Turner with it, trying to add to his 2 points. Lane Darbro down the right wing, driving against Blake Skowski. Throw up a one-handed floater that falls away. Rebound, though, won by Cade Herbert along the baseline. Down the Colton Ish, and he'll pick up a – actually, drive into Truman Bailey will pick up his first foul of the ball game on the blocking foul.
An interesting statistic, too. That was just the second offensive board for Madison this entire game.
Colton Ish to inbound. We'll go up top, finding the hands of Bryson Turner. 60 seconds into the third quarter. Opie on top by 18. Cade Herbert dribbling along the perimeter, now going right side, Lane Darbro. Darbro going left side now to Ish. Ish lob inside to Gavin Ish. One-handed pass to the right corner to Lane Darbro. Left open, and he will have a Cody Thurston land agent three. Darbro's first point of the contest. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference with Cody Thurston. Trims Opie's advantage to 15. Bailey on the right wing up top. Darren Hines back to Bailey. Bailey looking to drive to the block. Throws up a floater that's rejected by Gavin Ish. Into the hands of Lane Darbro, who have a foul on the other way. Looks like he'll get it knocked away by Truman Bailey. And then Wyatt Cole will call a foul against Lane Darbro on the push. It'll be Darbro's first, team's first. Blake Redeker with the inbound to Truman Bailey. Bailey to Darren Hines. Bounce pass to Blake Redeker. He'll skip it left side to Truman Bailey. Jumper from the elbow. No good. Rimming out. Rebound to Bryson Turner.
Opie currently in the midst of a six-shot scoreless streak.
And we have a steal in the backcourt by Blake Redeker. Now to Blake Skowski underneath. And it'll be fouled underneath by Bryson Turner. That'll be Turner's first. And Skowski stepping to the line for two foul shots.
Quick update here as we go to the foul line. Wichita Heights now out in front. 49-48. 2:02 left to go at the Glacier's Edge.
Skowski at the line for two. 2 minutes in to this third quarter. First one, good.
4 of 6 overall from the foul line is Opie now.
Second one now in the hands of Skowski. He'll take a few dribbles, spin the ball back to his hands, bends his knees and fires. Rimming out, no good. Falling away to the right side, the rebound collected by Gavin Ish. Opie leading things 33-17, 5:50 remaining in the third quarter. Colton Ish, left side, Bryson Turner now on the left side on the wing. To Cade Herbert, one-handed pass to Gavin Ish on the left block. He'll turn and face, nothing there. Back out to Herbert. Pump fake, drive into the elbow, jumper there. It's bricked off the left side, rebound to Darren Hines. Hines looking to push. Hines right side now to Bailey. Bailey to the block. Gets blocked from behind into the hands of Lane Darbro. Darbro will slow things down. Darbro will find Bryson Turner across the timeline with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Turner, left side, Herbert, lob inside, won by Gavin Ish, off the
great
glass,
finish.
And good. Way to be strong with the ball there by Gavin Ish. He's got 6 to lead the way for Madison.
Not the prettiest shot ever from Ish, but hey, it's effective.
Darren Hines, bounce pass to Truman Bailey, now to Pass to Blake Redeker in the corner. He'll drive with his left. Nothing there. Now kicked up to Truman Bailey. Back to Redeker in the right corner. He'll go up top. Hines now left side. Truman Bailey. Bailey going to Garrett Cole. Garrett Cole, nice move on the baseline, but unable to complete the play. He leaves it too strong off the glass. And a rebound to Gavin Ish.
Madison really coming out here hard. Crashing the boards. Really forcing Opie to take some uncomfortable shots.
Turner right side. Colton Ish. Ish. Up top, Gavin Ish. Bounce pass to Turner on the left wing. He'll fire up a jumper on the foul line. He'll fall to the floor, and it's no good. Rebound to Truman Bailey.
I'm not sure that was so much contact as maybe Bryson looking for a foul call there, but doesn't go either way.
Hines with it up top to the elbow. Picks up his dribble. Go opposite side to Cole. Now in the corner to Blake Redeker. Fumbles the pass. He'll be tied up with Bryson Turner. And I think he took a knee to the stomach.
A little bit lower.
Yeah, maybe a little bit lower, but yeah, Turner will go back up.
Ouch.
It's going to go against Blake Redeker. That'll be his first, team second. Going to have a timeout taken by Coach Schmidt. And as you mentioned, Tegan, Madison doing a good job in this halftime adjustment, and Coach Schmidt does not like the effort by his team, so he'll take a timeout and remind you guys that our timeouts brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Locally owned and operated by Hugh O'Reilly. Open 24 hours, 7 days a week. 33-19, our score. Madison trailing Opie. And our coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament brought made possible by sponsors like the Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. And to the city of Burlingame, a peaceful farming community nestled in northern Osage County, has great schools, low taxes, and lots available to develop. The city of Burlingame and fans wish the Bearcats the best of luck. Madison with it. After the timeout, Bryson Turner at the point. Nearly running out of his shoes. Now over to the left side of Colton Ish. Down the corner to Cade Herbert. Halfway through the third quarter. Opie on top by 14. Lane Darbrough looking for another right corner three. And Darbrough with his second. Cody Thurston, Land Agent Midwest Land Group 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Madison trying to make it more of a ball game here.
Three on the opposite side. No good by Truman Bailey. Opie led at one point 32-12.
Yeah. Don't like that shot selection there on the three. There's no need for it. You need to drive in and dominate down low like you've been doing all night.
Pass from Colton Ish to Gavin Ish, finding the hands of Garrett Cole. 15th turnover now for Madison. Darren Hines, left elbow, going opposite side to Truman Bailey. Right corner three in the air from Blake Redeker. That's no good. Rebound going to be fought for and won by Lane Darbrough in the far corner.
Ooh,
and
a lot
out
of pressure.
Colton Ish. I thought that went out of bounds on the pass. Yeah. But he didn't have really a good angle on it. Bryce Turner now in the corner to Cade Herbert. His three short. Now Blake Redeker in the front court. Right side, Truman Bailey. Garrett Cole going left side. Darren Hines. Hines attacking the basket. He'll be pushed to the floor. It's going to be a foul against Madison. And Hines will step to the line for two foul shots. Fouls against Cade Herbert. That's his first. Team's third.
Update from the Glacier's Edge Tournament. 33 seconds remaining. 52-51. Wichita Heights leads Emporia High.
Hines at the line for two. Bends his knees and fires. No good. Dexton Holting, Octavian Dean back in there for the respective teams. Garrett Cole to sit. And Gavin Ish to the bench. Ish trying to stretch out his lower back behind his bench. Not feeling the best, it appears. As the foul shot, good by Darren Hines. Lane Darbrough with it in the front court. Guarded by Blake Skowski in a man-to-man defense. He'll hand it off to Colton Ish. Gets it poked out of his hands, but he's going to call too much contact there by Blake Skowski.
That was a bit of a late whistle, but right call.
2.5 remaining in the third quarter. 34-22, Opie's advantage. Bryson Turner gets the inbound. Driving with his left at the foul line. Finding Colton Ish on the wing. Colton wasn't quite ready for it, but recovers. Now to Herbert, now back to Ish. Ish along the perimeter, finding Lane Darbrough. Darbrough steps into a three. Off the back of the rim, heat check, just not quite engaged. Rebound back to Opie. Right side, Dexton Holting. He'll look inside, nothing there. Down the corner to Darren Hines. He'll look to drive to the elbow. Picks up his dribble. Going left side, Dexton Holting. Down the corner to Blake Redeker on the far side. Blake skips it right side, Truman Bailey. Bailey to the block, kicks it back up top to Hines. Left side, Dexton Holting. Holting thought about a three. Will go to the baseline to Blake Redeker. He'll attack the basket. Leaves it short off the rim. Fighting for his own rebound, but saving it out of bounds into the hands of Colton Ish. Ish looking to push the other way. Ish will be fouled at the elbow on the jumper, and Dexton Holting will pick up his first foul of the ballgame.
Another update. 17 seconds remain in the Glacier's Edge matchup. Emporia High trailing 52-51 with possession.
Sure, Dylan's at a fever pitch.
Oh, yeah.
He's had to call a lot of close games.
Yes, he has.
Here in the last couple weeks. Some going the way of Emporia, some going the opposite way. Buck 35 remaining in the third quarter here in championship semifinal. Opie looking to advance to their 20th league championship, but Madison making things difficult. I guess they called that on the floor on Colton Ish's drive, and Bryce Turner will be fouled on the floor. Foul's going to go against Darren Hines. That's his second, team's fifth. Colton Ish to inbound. Now to Bryce Turner. Gavin Ish back in there to the ballgame. Now we're going over to the left side to have a legal screen on the opposite end. And it's going to go against Bryson Turner. 34-22 our score. Yep. 128 remains in the third quarter. Opie on top by 12. Ethan Redeker in the front court. Passing over to Darren Hines. Now to the corner to Dexton Holting. Over to Truman Bailey. Now over to Blake Skowski. Skowski gets banged to the floor. Actually, he'll be fouled on the jumper. Sorry if we lost you guys, but it seems to be maybe back live with you. Had some technical difficulties that made us lose connection. But 1:11 remaining in the third quarter. Blake Skowski at the line for two foul shots after a foul against Gavin Ish. That's his third, team's fifth. Opie on top, 34-22, as Skowski misses the foul shot. Steps in line for one more, spinning it into his hands, bends his knees and fires. Swish. Skowski with eight for the Eagles, lead the 13. Opie led by as many as 20, but Madison has made things interesting here in the third quarter. Colton Ish, the power E. Now left side, trying to find Gavin Ish. It's no good. Going to have a foul against the Eagles. It's going to go against Blake Skowski. That's his third. Team sixth. 60 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Opie on top by 13. Colton Ish to inbound, going left corner to Lane Darbrough. Now up top to Bryson Turner. Turner defended in a man-to-man defense by Dexton Holting. He with a ball screen from Gavin Ish. Going back to Ish, left side. Now Colton Ish steps into a left wing three that's short. Drawing barely the backboard, padding on the bottom of the backboard, and rebound to Truman Bailey. Bailey, right side to Ethan Redeker. Down the corner to Darren Hines. Hines to Bailey. Right wing, bounce pass into Skowski on the block. He'll turn and face. Now left side to Dexton Holting, three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Bryson Turner. Opie will have another crack at it. 27 seconds remaining in the third. We'll go into Dexton Holting. Left side, Ethan Redeker. Opie will most likely hold for one final shot. Redeker to Truman Bailey. To Skowski at the foul line. Into the corner to Hines. He'll drive baseline. Going to Dexton Holting, right corner three is no good. Offensive board to Bailey on the right block. His putback, no looker, is no good. Rebound to Lane Darbrough. Darbrough thought that was at the buzzer. Stolen away by Dexton Holting, but his shot no good. 35-22 after 24 minutes of play. Can Opie hold on and advance to their 20th Lyon County League Championship game, or can Madison play spoiler? Find out next right here on Country 101.7 FM.
Think that custom cabinets are too expensive? Not at Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Their spacious facility enables them to be more efficient, with more options, faster service, and they deliver and install every project. And best of all, it's affordable. Schmidt Custom Cabinetry can build to fit your budget. Visit them at their showroom on Highway 99 in Olpe to see the latest in design for your kitchen, bath, or other home or office projects. Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, where craftsmanship is their legacy.
Shanky Well Service started in 1965 and is still going strong. Shanky Cattle Company and Shanky Buffalo started in the following years. That kind of involvement has been a hallmark of the Shanky family and reflects their commitment to the Madison community. Don't miss the chance to see their buffalo roaming the Flint Hills and the Madison area. The Shankies are proud of the Madison schools and wish the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs the best of luck this season, both on the court and in the classroom.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trehune, 35-22, Opie's advantage. Only scoring 3 points were the Eagles, all coming from the foul line in that third quarter. And Madison had 2 3-pointers hit by Lane Darbrough that has at least made things interesting here tonight.
Well, see if Madison can keep it up here because, again, you mentioned they basically shut them out from the field. If they can do that again here but capitalize on some turnovers, Madison could be heading to the tournament finals tomorrow.
Lob inside to Garrett Cole with Opie on possession. Blake Redeker now with it over to Blake Skowski. Skowski at the foul line, spin move, fadeaway jumper. No good off the back of the rim. Offensive board to Truman Bailey, puts it on the floor. Going to be stolen away by Truman Bailey. He'll be tied up with it with Lane Darbrough. Lane Darbrough and Truman Bailey with it. It's going to be a possession arrow in favor of Madison.
Now you got to capitalize here. You can't leave any possessions empty. You need every point you can get. You've only got 7.5 minutes, and hate to state the obvious, you're playing Opie. They can get hot real quick.
Pass into Colton Ish, down in the hands of Bryson Turner. 2 points on the evening. Bryson averages 18 points a ball game.
I'm telling you, Redeker has the most intense stare down I've ever seen.
Going on the backside.
Wow.
Reverse layup there by Bryson Turner. Leads trim to 11 for Opie.
Didn't work there. Great job there by Turner to use that incredible vertical leap.
Bailey, left side, Hines. Now to Blake Redeker underneath Garrett Cole. Leaves it short on the block shot. Rebound to Gavin Ish. Going to the hands of Bryson Turner. Turner looking to make this a single-digit deficit for the first time in a long time, and Gavin Ish gets it to fall on the left block. 35-26. Madison on the attack. Blake Redeker right side, Truman Bailey. Bailey in the corner to Darren Hines. He'll fire a three there. It's well long. Rebound to Lane Darbrough. Darbrough will travel or carry underneath.
That hurts.
Turnover back to Opie. Coach Schmidt barking out the orders. Did not like that three-pointer by Darren Hines with that 9-point lead.
That's
wants a better shot selection. He'll get it right there to Blake Skowski on the inbound.
17th turnover for Madison on that last one.
Skowski completes it from short distance. Going to have a timeout taken by Alex McNeil. It's a 30-second timeout, and we'll stay right here with you. Mind you, these timeouts brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Place your order with DoorDash and let the team at 6th Avenue prepare it for you hot and fresh. Also, many thanks to Michelle's Tax Service of Burlingame, offering payroll and bookkeeping service for small business plus full-service tax and accounting. Call Michelle at 785-231-7840. And the Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Ryan Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And once again to Jane and Eddie Linhart, a proud supporter of the Lyon County League Tournament. Opie on top by 11, 6-11 to play in the fourth quarter, 37-26. Opie had a 32-14 lead at the halftime break. Taking, you had a score update from Dillon. Did the Emporia High Lady Spartans pull it off?
Just narrowly. Final score, 53-52. Emporia High advances to the Glacier's Edge final tomorrow afternoon.
Colton Ish, Lane Darbrough I don't know if that was a shot or a...
That was definitely a lob.
A lob, but no one home. It'll be a turnover back to Opie. Alex McNeil, hands on his knees, bending over. Did not like that play there.
Just burned a timeout to try and get a game plan together. And, I mean, just judging by his reaction, I don't think that was part of the game plan.
Lake Redeker now. It's Truman Bailey. He'll fire a three at the top of the key. Swish.
Just their second three-point basket tonight. They are 2 of 16 is Olpe.
Our three-point shot sponsored by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Madison on the attack the other way, trailing things by 14, 5:35 remaining. Turner, left corner to Herbert. Herbert thought about a three. We'll go back to Turner. Turner puts it on the floor, stolen away by Darren Hines. Opie looking to push. Bailey on the attack at the foul line. Now driving to the mid lane. Off the window and good for Truman Bailey. Bailey with 14 to lead the way for the Eagles.
Three straight makes now after. Had Turner to count on my fingers and toes.
Colton Ish with it back to Turner. Turner on the wing, finding Lane Darbrough. Bounce pass back to Turner on the out the right elbow. His shot will be rejected by Blake Skowski and into the hands of Blake Redeker.
Well, I got to say, that was a clear-cut contact foul. No call there by the official. Three hands smacked the wrist of Turner on the shot.
Darren Hines to Garrett Cole back up top. Blake Redeker will reset the offense, call for a ball screen to Garrett Cole. Cole will give him the pick. Now the right elbow, right wing three by Truman Bailey. Good. Bailey with 8 in the fourth quarter for yet another Cody Thurston land agent three. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Opie back on top by 19. Kate Herbert pressured, puts it on the floor. Be a turnover back to Opie into the hands of Blake Redeker. Now to Bailey. Heat check. Right wing three. Good.
Wow. Three straight threes.
And Opie's lead is ballooned to 22. Another Cody Thurston land agent three. We're going to have a timeout taken by Alex McNeil. It's a full timeout. We're halfway through this fourth quarter. Opie has flexed their muscle, and they've extended their lead to 22, 48-26. We'll step aside and have continued coverage of the 102nd Annual Lincoln League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
Come grow with Opie, a clean, friendly community with so much to offer, like growing businesses and job opportunities, new housing developments with no specials, a neighborhood revitalization plan that provides tax breaks for construction or renovation, and best of all, high-quality schools with one-to-one technology initiatives, standard of excellence awards, a winning sports tradition, and other highly successful programs. All of this with a low-tax mill levy. Opie, proud heritage, promising future. Call the city office at 475-3780.
Don't leave your wiring to chance. Plug into your number one electrical source, Gerald Schumann Electric. Local experts in residential, commercial, and industrial electrical repairs and installation. Their highly trained electricians get the job done right the first time without cutting corners. With over 40 years in the business, you can rely on their expertise to get the job done to your satisfaction every time. Honesty and integrity is their policy, and the electricity is their business. Give Gerald Schumann Electric a call today, 342-2176.
We welcome you back to William Lindsay White Auditorium.
You're Michael, right. You were saying White Auditorium. That's correct.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trune. Opie out to a 48-26 lead, much in part to 11 points in the quarter. Garrett Cole going for some hustle points. He knocked out of bounds last touch by Cole.
Well, after missing their first 8 three-pointers in a row, Opie has now made their last three straight as they're now 4 of 18 from beyond the arc. Shot just 9% from three-point land in the first half.
And Colton Ish called for an pushing off, trying to create some space against Ethan Redeker. So a turnover back to Opie.
Absolutely the right call there, as we've seen a lot of push-offs on both sides. But again, kind of a late whistle.
Inbound from Andrew Foraker to Dexton Holting. Now to Andrew Foraker on the right wing. Go up top to Truman Bailey. He'll look to keep the hot hand continuing. He'll drive to the right block. Gets a shot. Rejected out of bounds by Gavin Ish.
That was a controlled swipe. He's been waiting for that opportunity. You can just tell.
Ethan Redeker to inbound now, right of the bucket. Looking for an open eagle. Go to the Dexton Holting on the right wing. Now the Redeker in the right corner. Dexton Holting bounce pass to Garrett Cole. Foul line back to Ethan at the right wing. Kick it back out to Dexton Holting. Holting will skip it left side. Andrew Foraker. Now to Truman Bailey. Bailey on the wing to Ethan Redeker. Back to Bailey. Thought about it. Now to Dexton Holting. Holting right side to Andrew Foraker. Bounce pass into Cole on the block. Leaves it short. Ball loose. And going to be in the hands of Dexton Holting. Up top to Andrew Foraker. Resetting. Now Ethan Redeker left wing. Going to Truman Bailey in the left corner. Lob inside to Cole on the left block. Bounce pass back out to Truman Bailey. Left wing three. Good. Oh, yet another one for Truman Bailey. A Cody Thurston Land Agent 3. Experienced the Midwest Land Group difference. That's his fourth consecutive made three. Bryson Turner on the opposite side, and Opie's lead is ballooned to 25. Garrett Cole nearly getting a steal. Bryson Turner jumper in the right corner will be missed, but he'll be tagged on the arm by Truman Bailey.
Kind of another delayed whistle on that one, too.
Bailey with 23 in the ballgame, 14 in the fourth quarter. Looks like it'll be a Madison and Burlingame third place game as Bryce Turner knocks down the foul shot.
That one will still be plenty exciting. Those two teams very similar to one another.
Championship matchup will be, and we're going to have Gavin Ish going to be subbed out. I don't know if he's got blood somewhere or
yeah, it looks
what's
to be
going on. He's got some on his leg maybe. So Lane Darbrill back into the ball game. Of course, we'll begin our coverage tomorrow just shy of around 3 p.m. if everything goes right. Of course, ball game is beginning at 9 a.m. with 7th place girls game. Second one in the air by Bryson Turner. Gets it to fall through.
That's just the third shot from the foul line tonight by Madison. Kind of tells you, Opie's played physical. They've got 7 fouls, but, man, they really haven't allowed Madison to travel to the line hardly at all.
Bailey to Dexton Holting. Back to Bailey. Bailey up top, Andrew Foraker. Left side, Ethan Redeker. Thought about a three. We'll skip it right side, Dexton Holting. Bounce pass to Cole. Cole into the corner to Truman Bailey. Looking to keep the hot hand. It's well short. Ooh. Too hot.
Too hot
was
to
Truman
handle.
Bailey.
Yep.
Rebound will be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Opie Eagles. They're leading things 51-28 here in the closing moments. Senior Connor Keyser into the ball game for Opie. After a roaring ovation. Backcourt pressure applied on the inbound. Bryce Turner will be banged to the floor from Garrett Cole. It's going to be the 17 foul, so Bryce Turner will go to the line.
That should be the 8th.
And in T. Meyer in there, back in there, the senior. You stand corrected. I thought that was just the 7th, but Bryce Turner, front end of a 1-1. Good. Good. 51-29 our score, 2:14 remaining in the fourth quarter. Second foul shot, good from Bryson Turner. 2:10 remaining here in this fourth quarter. Opie on top by 21. Ethan Redeker left side, Dexton Holting. Now right side, Andy Tiemeyer. Up top, Andrew Foraker. Now to Connor Keyser in the corner to Dexton Holting. Now Ethan Redeker. Back to Connor Keyser, now left side, Dexton Holting. Holting driving to Andy Tiemeyer. Back to Ethan Redeker. Opie on top by 21, 51-30 here in the fourth quarter with 1:45 remaining.
Do want to say again, we apologize. Some technical difficulties knocked us momentarily off the air, but we are back.
We're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Schmitz, a 30-second timeout. Remind you that our timeouts sponsored by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. 99-cent iced coffee from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. through February 5th. Pair it with a new blueberry cream cheese pie for a mid-morning snack.
Mm.
Braden Fowler, the junior, and senior Nolan Rhodes in there for Opie. Fowler to inbound. Closing moments here in this ballgame. Annan Tiemeyer up top. Braden Fowler, Opie looking to add to their 21-point lead. Keyser to Rhodes. Off the mark, but recovered by Keyser. Now to Andrew Foraker. His pass knocked out of bounds by Lane Darbrough. Is that Ken Hansen down there with the hand, the hot hand?
Yeah. Ken's got some moves, man.
Ken and Greg Ray will have third place ball games tomorrow afternoon. Bryce Turner subbed out. Not the night he was looking for. He'll finish the night with 8 points. Andrew Foraker to Anand Tiemeyer, of course, will have third place games beginning around 3 p.m.
Ooh.
Tomorrow. Pinballing around to Gannon Pyle, who subbed out during that stoppage of play. on the hands of Kid Herbert. 60 seconds remaining here from Watt Auditorium. Opie out to a 51-30 lead. Herbert, the pile. Pile, foul line. Up top, Ish. Ish looking to drive. Goes underneath Octavian Dean. The pass too strong. Back to Opie. 23rd turnover now for Madison.
Opie not going to be in really any hurry here. Is it's all but done.
50 seconds remaining. Keezer with it. Left side, T-Meyer. Back up top, Keezer. Right side, Foraker. The Rhodes on the baseline. Saving it out of bounds well up top to Connor Keezer.
Good play.
And the pass stolen away by Kate Herbert. Bulldogs on the attack, the opposite side. Into Darbrough. Darbrough driving baseline off the glass. Good. Darbrough's eighth point of the ballgame. Trims the deficit to 19. Foraker crosses the timeline with 15 seconds. Will most likely hold it. We'll go over to Fowler. Our final score here tonight. Opie advances to their 20th Lyon County League Championship appearance, tying Redding, the Redding Lions, for most all time with a 51-32 victory over the Madison Bulldogs. Opie will face Lebo tomorrow for the championship. We'll step aside, say hello to our sponsors, tally our stats, and wrap things up here on night number 4 of our baseline-to-baseline coverage of the 102nd Annual Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
We've all had to share the road with bad drivers.